AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Iran nuclear talks continue in Switzerland. The AP has learned from officials that a draft proposal calls for Iran to cut its centrifuges, which can make nuclear weapons material, from 10,000 to 6,000. Meanwhile, the House Foreign Affairs Committee is hearing from administration officials about the talks. Florida Democratic Congressman Ted Deutsch asked Deputy Secretary of State Tony Blinken what will happen to the machines if and when they're taken out of service.
Will any of them be dismantled? Will they go into a closet? Will they go into an attic? Will they be readily available for Iran at the expiration of a deal?
All of that is subject to the negotiations. That remains to be determined.
U.S. officials insist eliminating only a percentage of the centrifuges will work. Nine people have been detained in Tunisia following yesterday's massacre of 18 tourists visiting a Tunis museum. One of the dead, a British woman. British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We need to be absolutely clear about what we face. This is the latest example of extremist terror.
Tunisian officials say five of those arrested were directly connected to the operation, which involved two gunmen attacking the museum. Four others were linked to the attackers, who were killed by security forces. President Obama is ordering a 40% cut in greenhouse gas emissions by the federal government. His executive order also calls for the departments and agencies to get 30% of their energy from renewable sources. The Kaiser Family Foundation has found that a lot of people are unaware of a Supreme Court case that could unravel part of the president's health care law. More than half of those questioned in the poll say they haven't heard about the case, but more than 60% are worried about what might happen should the court reject federal subsidies of health insurance in states that don't have their own exchanges. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 88, while the NASDAQ is up 9, and the S&P is off 7. This is AP Radio News. Nearly 105,000 Honda cars and SUVs have been added by the company's huge airbag recall. Violet Ekonomova has more.
The expanded recall covers 89,000 Pilot SUVs from 2008, 11,000 Civics from 2004, and 5,000 Accords from 2001. The airbags were made by Japanese manufacturer Takata, and the problem has led to recalls from 10 automakers. Honda has been hit the worst. It's now recalled 5.5 million of its cars and SUVs.
Target says it will pay $10 million to settle a class action lawsuit following that massive data breach in 2013. The retailer says in court documents filed in Minnesota that the funds will be kept in an interest-bearing escrow account. Individuals affected by the breach reimbursed to up to a maximum of $10,000. Court hearing on the proposed settlement is set for today. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.